This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Civil District Court judge has ordered the Orleans Parish School Board to pay about $12 million to 1,433 former students who attended a school built on a hazardous landfill decades ago. That equates to $1,000 for every year each student attended Robert R. Moton Elementary School atop the Agricultural Street landfill in the Desire neighborhood in New Orleans. China's legislature voted overwhelmingly to end the presidential term limits, opening the way for President Xi Jinping to rule indefinitely. John Kelly, the White House Chief of Staff, has killed an effort by the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, to stage public debates challenging climate change science. According to three people familiar with the deliberations, supporting a plan that had intrigued President Trump, even as it set off alarm bells among his top advisors. 9% of Obama 2012 voters went for Trump in 2016. 7%, that's more than 4 million missing voters, stayed home. 3% voted for a third-party candidate. A late change to the big Trump tax bill altered the deduction for U.S. production in a way that permitted farmers to deduct 20% of their total sales to cooperatives, agricultural organizations owned by groups of farmers that operate for the benefit of their members. This has now caused an uproar among cooperative competitors. Anti-opioid activists unfurled banners and scattered pill bottles inside the Sackler wing of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, which is named for a family connected to the powerful painkilling drug OxyContin. The protest, which was organized by a group started by the celebrated photographer Nan Golden, continues to occur. Of 2,043 billionaires in the latest annual Forbes tally, 227 are women. Most of that small group inherited their wealth. According to a new study, black mortgage loan applicants were disproportionately turned away as compared to whites in 48 metropolitan areas, Latinos in 25, Asian Americans in 9, and Native Americans in 3 areas. In Washington, D.C., the study found that all four groups were far more likely to be denied home loans than were whites. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.